Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
According to the Treatment Advocacy Center, at least one in four people killed by police in America has a serious mental illness. Many officers are getting trained to de-escalate interactions with people who are mentally ill, but the city of Eugene, Oregon, is taking a different approach, sending mental health counselors, not police, to 911 calls involving a person in a crisis. Kate Gillespie is a clinical coordinator for CAHOOTS, which stands for Crisis Assistance Helping Out on the Streets. Kate, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Peter.
And I know you were not there the night that Zachary Bearheels died in police custody in Omaha, but do you believe it could have been possible to defuse a situation like that without even having to call police to the scene in the first place?
Well, as you mentioned, I wasn't there that night, so I don't know exactly what happened. But here in Eugene, we have had crisis assistants helping out on the streets for 30 years, since 1989, we've been working in collaboration with our local police departments. And we respond to about 70% of our calls without any other agencies with us. So, yes, I do believe that there are ways to have responses that aren't police officer responses to mental health crisis.
What typically does go wrong in your experience when police confront someone who is mentally ill and the situation deteriorates? Because I'm trying to understand better how what you do looks different than what a police officer might do on the scene.
Well, for one thing, when we arrive on scene, we carry police radios, but we are not armed with weapons. So that's not something that we think of. We like to meet people where they're at and see them as the best judges of their own lives. Even people that aren't maybe as grounded in the reality that you and I are experiencing still have a pretty good grasp on what their needs are in the moment.
But you're there because somebody called 911 and asked for police to come?
Yes. We are dispatched through police radio and we're able to go in and talk to people. And part of that's how we position our bodies, how we interact with people. We are a voluntary service, so we don't take people against their will. And giving people the option to say no can be really humanizing and empowering to the person to have some locus of control over their own life and situation.
Many police departments around the country, as you well know, have started training their officers in these types of situations. But this group called the Treatment Advocacy Center, which we mentioned, says that most officers still have not gotten any kind of help with this. Why do you think it's only been in the past few years that people are even talking about this issue?
Well, I would say I've worked on the CAHOOTS van for almost 10 years, and I think that we are seeing more and more acuity of mental health crises across the country. So that's probably one of the factors driving it. And because police officers become the de facto mental health intervention, often the need to train them is even greater now.
Well, and they have incredibly difficult jobs. They are putting their lives on the line every day when they go out onto the streets. But what would you like more officers to understand about working with people who are mentally ill?
I think that when an officer arrives in uniform, then they're perceived in a certain way. And I think that we have to understand that that's a difficult job for them, as well as there's different ways to interface with people and that force is not always the answer. We can slow things down, and by slowing down interactions, there's not as much of a rush to escalate things.
Do you think that your work and the work of your colleagues has prevented someone's death at the hands of a police officer?
Yeah, I think that there is times where just the officers knowing that they have the option to call CAHOOTS in makes it so that they don't have as much pressure and maybe keeps them from getting to an escalated state where they might make choices that wouldn't be as good of an outcome for the person that they're apprehending.
Kate Gillespie is a crisis counselor and coordinator for the CAHOOTS program in Eugene, Oregon. Kate, thanks for the work that you do, and thanks for speaking with us.
Thanks for your time today, Peter.